Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Mid-70s yesterday, how about some 80s today? I'll show you how many days in a row our temperatures will be this far above normal.
And the polls will open in about 30 minutes as voters begin to cast their ballot for this year's election. Just ahead, I'll explain everything you need to know as we're live at a polling place in Durham.
The man accused of threatening to kill children in Cary is due in federal court today. Authorities say he has a long history of similar behavior.
A big night on the hardwood for our area's college basketball teams and their fans. Duke, UNC, and NC State all get the road to the NCAA tournament started with wins. All high fives to our Triangle teams and a high five to you for waking up at 6 o'clock and tuning in. We'll get your Tuesday started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Really impressive. The ACC, I mean, basketball season is here. The conference went 14-0 last night.
Amazing. To start up.
Yeah, so that'll get some national attention. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gardner with our local attention here. Weather-wise, what a great one we have on the way here.
Yeah, beautiful day. We're just beginning to see a little bit of daylight there as our sun's starting to come up. Pretty view here of downtown Raleigh from North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It is 51 degrees, so it's a mild start this morning. We have a southwesterly wind that will continue to move the warmth into our area. So we had mid-70s yesterday. We're talking about 80 degrees this afternoon. Our skies are clear, so the top of the tower is lit in blue to signify the clear skies. It's 45 in Roxboro, 46 in Goldsboro, 45 Fayetteville, 53 in Southern Pines. So temperatures are still dropping right now, looking at mid-40s to low 50s as you're stepping out the door. And those temperatures are anywhere from just a couple of degrees to as much as 5 to 13 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday. It's an election day. Weather is going to be very nice for that, as long as you don't mind it being warm. Temperatures in the mid-70s at lunchtime will climb to 80 in the middle of the afternoon. We have several days in a row where we could be close to records, and then a front comes through that'll drop our temperatures for the weekend and bring us a chance of showers. I'll show you when. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, all new at 6:02. We've just had a crash pop up here somewhere between Rollsville and Raleigh. This popped up literally about 10 seconds ago, so I need to go back and check and see exactly where that is, get some details for you. I'll have an update coming up in about 10 minutes. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking okay on our major routes. Watching a little bit of a delay building right now on 64 westbound, leaving Zebulon. We'll get an update on that coming up in just a few minutes. Taking a look at our major approaches into Durham this morning, we're not picking up any problems. 40 westbound out of Raleigh, all clear to 885. And out of Hillsborough this morning, northbound 85 also looks good.
A Cary man accused of threatening to kill children led to him being arrested twice in 24 hours. That man is due in federal court today, and WRAL's Brett Neese joins us now outside the federal courthouse in Raleigh with what is expected next in this case. Brett?
Jeff, this is all going to take place in just a few hours. 46-year-old Kevin Douglas, he is due to go before a judge at 10 a.m. here at the federal courthouse downtown. And he was arrested back on Wednesday by Cary police. He bonded out and then was rearrested on Thursday. Faces charges of cyber stalking and communicating threats. Authorities say Douglas made 9 threatening cyber tips to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He said he wanted to shoot and kill Mexican children. Now, going back into his history, Douglas was released from federal prison back in 2016 after he threatened to kill somebody at the British Embassy in Washington. Sources tell WRAL he's likely not going to receive any bond from that judge today, but we're going to be there at that hearing later this morning. This is a big story we're going to follow all day and keep you updated on our later newscasts and online. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
We are a half hour away from polls opening for elections in communities across the area, including Fayetteville, Cary, and Durham. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from a polling place in Durham with what people need to know before they head out and vote. Laura.
Hey, Renee, good morning. Yes, the polls open at 6:30. We're already beginning to see some staff arrive here at the Durham County Main Library on Roxborough Street. And here in Durham, as the numbers come in tonight, we will see the race heat up for Durham's next mayor, as well as 3 at-large city council seats. And that's just one of the big races happening today. Some of the others includes Fayetteville, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro's mayoral races. And voters in Cary will also cast their ballot in a runoff election for the District D town council seat. More than 154,000 North Carolinians have already voted in this election, but that's only about 2% of the electorate. Of the 258 provisional ballots cast so far, 64 of them have been because people did not have an ID. Karen Brinson Bell, the executive director of the State Board of Elections, shares what to do if you do not have an ID when you come.
If they have an acceptable form of ID, but they didn't bring it with them, then they're voting provisional and they have to bring that ID to the county board office. If they're completing the exception form for a reason that they can't provide one, then that's still going to be provisional, but that goes before the board for acceptance.
And just a reminder, there are no races on the ballot for Raleigh. The races for mayor and city council will take place next year for the city of Raleigh. The polls close at 7:30, and you can count on WREL for full coverage throughout the day and night. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
There's also no school today in several counties, including Wake County, because many of the schools are being used as polling places for today's elections. Take a look at this map. Students in all these counties will not be having class today, including Wake, Durham, Orange, and Cumberland counties, along with others shaded in red on this map. Students in Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools also do not have school today.
To check your voter status, polling place, and to view a sample ballot, go to WREL.com. WREL is your place for the fastest election results on the air, online, and on your phone. Tune in to WREL tonight as the results come in. Breaking news in Wayne County. We know one person was walking along Highway 111 South near Mount Airy Road when they were hit by a vehicle. That person died as a result. It happened last night around 7. We're working to learn who the victim was.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I want to take you live to London, England, where the king right now is traveling from Buckingham Palace to Parliament. He will sit on a gilded throne and read out the king's speech today. That's a list of planned laws aimed at winning over voters before the country's general election, which will happen next year. It is a tradition that stretches back hundreds of years. His late mother, Queen Elizabeth, fulfilled the role for 7 decades. So right now he is traveling from Buckingham Palace to Parliament. You can see the carriage right there. He'll deliver a speech from a golden throne while wearing a robe of state and the imperial state crown. There is expected to be a strong focus on law and order. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the government intends to pass laws that strengthen our society and help people feel safer.
Today, a new set of policies related to the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights will be up for a vote in Wake County schools. The school board will consider several policy changes as it works to comply with the controversial new law. Those changes include requiring parents to be notified of survey questions being asked of students, permitting parents to request a list of materials their children have checked out from the library, and stating that staff should never encourage or coerce a child into keeping a secret from their parents. The new law requires parental notification of a student's name or pronoun change. The board will meet on all this tonight starting at 5:30.
This morning, rules about sports betting in North Carolina will be considered ahead of its rollout next year. Today, the NC Lottery Sports Betting Committee will vote on a set of rules that would become a handbook or policy to regulate sports betting in the state. Lawmakers approved mobile sports betting in the state as soon as January 8th. The Lottery Commission has until June 15th to have sports betting up and running.
Big day for public transportation in Raleigh. A groundbreaking will happen today for the city's first bus rapid transit program. Newbern Avenue will be the first corridor in the state to get BRT service. There'll be bus-only lanes between the Go Raleigh station downtown and New Hope Road. The Federal Transit Administration awarded $35 million for the project. The groundbreaking ceremony happens at 10 this morning on New Hope Road, right near Newbern Avenue. Leaders say the BRT service will begin in 2025.
A wildfire burning in the western part of North Carolina has grown by nearly 2,000 acres in just the last few days. The Colette Ridge Fire, which is near Andrews, has spread to 2,100 acres. A lightning strike started the fire late last month. Firefighters have not been able to contain it. There is a burn ban in effect in 14 counties to our west to prevent more fires.
Los Angeles Chargers are celebrating a win as the NFL's Week 9 came to an end late last night. Chargers got in front of the New York Jets early in the first quarter, an 87-yard punt return touchdown by Darius Davis. The Chargers defense stifled Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, sacked him 8 times, forced him to fumble 3 times, including this one that was returned all the way back for a touchdown, and Los Angeles ran away with a 27-6 win. Coming up in What's Trending, the pregame appearance from injured quarterback Aaron Rodgers that has Jets fans hoping for better days ahead.
The family of the man who died in the Hardick County Jail say they are looking for justice.
We have been trying to figure out, you know, what is what, who did what, who was the cause of it.
What they have to say now that the man who was their loved one's cellmate is now charged with murder.
Also coming up, why this sunken treasure is being called the Holy Grail of shipwrecks off the coast of Colombia. And if you're missing some, Elizabeth, we'll treasure the next few days.
Absolutely. Temperatures in the 80s. We take a live look at what's happening. Look at our school day forecast. At First Bell, 52 degrees. And this afternoon, looking at a high of 80 degrees. As kids get out of school, temperatures will be in the upper 70s. I'll show you how many more days it'll be this warm coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
A pretty sunrise is just beginning to get started across the area. There are a few clouds out there, but for the most part, we'll see mostly sunny skies for today and a warm one, too. Right now, it's 41 in Tarboro, 45 in Fayetteville, 41 in Irwin, but 52 in Lewisburg and 53 in Southern Pines. So our temperatures are on the mild side, but it's a wide range from low 40s in some spots to low 50s in other places. Walking the dog this morning, a jacket probably feels great, but boy, very warm at lunchtime, 74, looking at a high of 80 degrees this afternoon. We're going to see 3 days in a row with highs near 80. One or two of those could be close to a record. And then everything changes by the time we get to the weekend. I'll show you the timeline for the front that'll bring us a little bit of rain and how much cooler it will be for the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, all new at 614, we're getting an idea of what may be causing these delays out on 64 westbound as you head away from Zebulon. This is the camera at Highway 96, and you can see those big backups there. Our partners at Waze are reporting some sort of a road hazard as you head out before you get to the Lizard Lick Road interchange. Measuring a 3-minute delay right now, if you can pick up 64 westbound from Lizard Lick Road, you'll be on the other side of that backup. We had an earlier report of a disabled vehicle on Lewisburg Road around Ventura Circle. It looks like that is cleared in the past couple of minutes, and traffic right now is flowing freely. Jeff.
The cellmate of a man found dead in the Harnett County Jail last December is now facing a murder charge. Sheriff Wayne Coates tells WREL a grand jury will charge Devontae Hedden with the murder of 64-year-old William Searles. Searles was serving a 30-day sentence for violating probation. He died days before he was due to be released. Only on WREL, Searles' grandson shared his reaction following the break in the case with Aaron Thomas.
Is this justice for your family?
Yes, it's justice because we have been trying to figure out, you know, what is what, who did what, who was the cause of it. So it brings a little bit justice, you know, to us. You know, it's still sad that we lost him the way that we did.
When we are still waiting on a response from Sheriff Coates about practices to make this jail safer. WREL has previously covered lawsuits the jail and sheriff's office has faced over longstanding issues at the detention center.
Office sharing company WeWork is bankrupt. The company filed for bankruptcy protections in federal court. The increase in people working from home since the COVID-19 pandemic forced the company to close dozens of locations.
This morning, the race is on to get to the bottom of the sea and recover sunken treasure off the coast of Colombia. WRL's Ken Smith is here with why treasure hunters are calling this bounty the holy grail of shipwrecks, Ken.
Ahoy, Mitty! Boy, this sunken treasure will have people pretending to be pirates, right? By some estimates, this sunken treasure is worth anywhere between $4 and $20 billion. You see what's behind me, right? The Colombian government releasing this new video of the shipwreck. This Colombian government video shows that the sunken ship still has 6 cannons intact, as well as fine china that litters the seabed. And, of course, plenty of chests filled with emeralds, silver, and gold coins. This Spanish treasure has been missing for more than 300 years.
To have an intact galleon from 1708 that's completely intact with all of its cargo in one spot is really an archaeological, you know, masterpiece, to be honest with you.
Yeah, as you might imagine, there's a lot of mystery surrounding who owns this massive treasure trove and who found it first. That will likely become a legal matter, but for now, it's all about getting to it. And coming up on today, starting at 7, Colombia's plan to recover that treasure at least by the year 2026, and the history behind the sunken ship known as the Galleon San Jose. And Jeff, that ship sank in June of 1708. Imagine this treasure all intact.
You know, I'm thinking about it. It's estimated that there are 3 million shipwrecks around the world, and fewer than 1% of them have been explored. How many other treasures are out there?
Ooh, boy, a lot of treasure hunters will be looking at this one.
Thanks, Ken.
College basketball season is here, and Duke got it started right. The Blue Devils hosted Dartmouth last night at Cameron Indoor Stadium. They sent the Cameron Crazies home happy with a big win over the Big Green. Duke takes the season opener 92-54.
UNC also started the new basketball season with a win. The Tar Heels came out hot. Couldn't quite put away Radford. They stuck around in this game. UNC dialed in the defense, though, and fed Armando Baycott in the second half and extended the lead. Tar Heels came away with an 86-70 win.
NC State is 1-0 on the young season as well. The Wolfpack hosted the Citadel in their opener last night at PNC Arena. NC State never trailed in the game. They ended up with a 72-59 win to get their season started. Making a statement there. And Mother Nature making a statement with this warm blast once again. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with how much we're warming up today and if we could break records.
We could see very close to record highs over the next 3 days. And of course, we've had beautiful sunrise in progress. A little bit of cloud cover out there. It's going to be mostly sunny today, but it's really nice to have just a few clouds out there. Adds to that color in the sky when we have sunrise. Fayetteville Newsroom there, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And now look at Apex down Salem Street. We have warm weather in our forecast all the way through Thursday with near record highs. Late Thursday, a front comes through. That's going to bring us some light rain on Friday. Right now, Saturday's trending a little drier. If you had weekend plans on Saturday, Sunday might be a little iffier. We'll keep our eye on that. We have a cooler air mass that arrives through the weekend. We're going to be above normal for the next few days and then below normal for the weekend. But, you know, that's where we get the averages from. Here's a look at the current situation. We do have a flow coming out of the southwest, keeping our temperatures very warm today. But keep an eye on this front. This front's going to sink southward. This is today at 10 p.m. Still have that southwesterly flow. This is where our warm temperatures are coming from. But that low or that front will drop down on us tomorrow. And if it drops that this far south, it's likely that that 80 degree high will be in jeopardy. Some of the models have it this far south. Others keep it up into Virginia. If it stays in Virginia, we'll likely hit 81. If it dips a little farther south, like this model is showing, we may be a little bit cooler. Then it lifts northward. We're back into that southwesterly flow for an 80 degree high on Thursday. But Thursday night, our front comes through. And as long as we're on this side of the front, it's going to be much cooler. We also have a little bit of rain that's going to sneak through on Friday. This is Friday at 6 p.m. So just some light patchy rain, cooler temperatures, gray skies. It'll be a gray and cool day on Saturday, but right now it's trending a little bit drier. But we'll be watching a low that could develop offshore. That could start to swing some rain back into the area by Sunday. For Friday, it's a 30% chance. Right now, we left a 20% chance on Saturday just to cover the bases because the models have been really back and forth on that potential for rain. Just a little bit, though. On Friday, a tenth to a quarter of an inch. That's all we have in our forecast, really, for the next 7 days. And we'll watch what could develop with that coastal low. That could change things a little bit. Highs in the low 80s through Thursday and then near 70 on Friday. But it will definitely be a cooler weekend for Veterans Day. It'll be sweater weather with some cloudy skies. And again, we'll continue to watch what could happen on Monday. Brian?
It is 6:21 right now, but still watching these delays on 64 westbound as you head away from Zebulon. This is that camera at Highway 96, and you can see how badly backed up the traffic is out there. Again, there's a report of some sort of a road hazard as you head between the 96 interchange heading out toward the Lizard Lick Road area. About a 3-minute delay on the sensors, although if you include the backups you're seeing as you come in from the 264 merge, that's going to add probably another 5 to 10 minutes to that overall delay. delay through Zebulon. If you can take 97 and pick up Lizard Lick Road and then head out from there to 64 westbound, you'll be on the other side of that backup. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking good on our major routes, including all of those major approaches into Raleigh. They're looking fine, just a two-minute delay as you come in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol.
Thanks, Brian. We also get an update today on the work to ease traffic on a busy Raleigh Road.
The growing price tag attached to a plan to widen Six Forks Road. And we'll be right back with What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Aaron Rodgers may be a little closer to getting back into NFL action than we all thought.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, indeed. This, you know, has been tough. The Jets quarterback shocked fans when he stepped back onto the field before last night's game without crutches or a limp and threw some passes down the field. You might remember that Rodgers tore his Achilles tendon just 8 weeks ago in the Jets season opener, and now he has fans dreaming of a return this season.
Which is amazing. I mean, because, you know, he's going to be 40 next month, you know. That's NFL terms.
Old.
Long in the tooth, they say. But, I don't know, this is a fantastic... He was meeting with some of his former teammates from the Pirates last night, shaking hands with them after the game, and they said, how long? And he said, give me a few weeks. Nobody thought it was going to be this season.
Well, and that's amazing, because most of the time Achilles heel might be like 9 months of rehab at least, so... 2 months in, and he's throwing stuff already.
And not just, you know, walking around, but playing football.
Right. Well, yeah, it's kind of a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah.
Barbara Streisand has found a new perk of being mega famous. She says that she didn't like the way Siri pronounced her name, so she called Apple and got Tim Cook on the phone. He's a boss man over there. And he got it fixed. She told this story in an interview about her new autobiography that comes out today.
Yeah, so Siri pronounced it Streisand, more with a Z sound, and she's like, no, it's Streisand, sand, like the beach. So just one of the many stories in her autobiography, My Name is Barbara.
Do you think that Tim Cook on the phone is like rolling his eyes?
Like,
really?
You will not believe this.
Guess what?
But he did it. Brian, thanks.
And beautiful sunrise in progress right now. This is a live look at Goldsboro. We're going to see very warm temperatures for the next 3 days, but I'll show you the timeline for the front that cools us off for the weekend and may bring us some rain coming up.
We're just a few minutes away from polls opening for today's elections. This is a live look in Durham. Coming up, who's voting today and what you need to know before you head to your polling place.